I'm prepared to speak with Mr. Putin if, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war. He hasn't done that yet. If that's the case, in consultation with my French and my NATO friends, I'll be happy to sit down with Putin to see what he wants, has in mind.
It's going to be way harder. I don't know many people that have a four-hour commute and 8 hours in a day. And so just trying to imagine that is pretty hard.
Sam Bankman-Fried is really becoming the industry's lifeline during a crisis lately. I'm fascinated, endlessly fascinated with Sam Bankman-Fried's role in all of this.
You've been now described as the JP Morgan, if you will, of the crypto business.
Are you ready?
I mean, this is an embarrassment of riches. Brett Winterbull, it's the hangover, Friday hangover. Pete Callender's with me. I mean, this is... When did the Kanye thing happen? Was that the beginning of this week, or was that last week? Was that Thanksgiving week?
I think it was last year. That was last year.
I mean, it's just like Sam Bankman-Fried. We really are. Do you know where we are right now? We're back in the 90s. It's the 90s again. With just unimportant caca getting everybody's attention.
Yeah.
At the same time that the world is absolutely imploding. It's so weird. It really is the 90s.
So did you watch any of the Sam the Bank?
Yes.
I didn't watch any.
Yeah,
of
we played some of the clips yesterday.
Yeah, I heard.
He had a really bad week. Yeah. He said I had a really bad week.
I'm going to be broke. You guys don't understand.
I'm down to my last 100 G's.
That's right.
We were actually TJ and I were trying to work out a venue here in town for maybe a telethon to kind of help him out, bail him out a little bit.
GoFundMe, maybe? If the telethon thing doesn't work.
GoFundMe, GoFundMe, whatever. That's right. It's just, hey, how you doing?
GoFundMe.
Hey, I'll see you on 45th Street. Pete Callender, I want to talk about something that, and by the way, you just did a great job roasting.
I think I might get shot or arrested.
No. You know, it could happen. No, negative. Negative.
He was on a TV show.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
I am Homicide.
Yeah.
But we're going to call him now I am Giglio.
All right. Sheriff McFadden, please let the record reflect that was Pete.
See,
Callender.
You're worried too.
I'm actually not because you know what? I'm not even in South Carolina. I'm not even a citizen of this state. Okay, I drift in, I drift out, I go. You know, I go to free soil after the program.
You're an unauthorized worker.
That's exactly right. All right, I want to talk to you about something, and I don't know if you talked about it. I'm assuming you may have mentioned it.
Yeah.
This remaking of CNN. They fired everybody. Well, they fired a lot of people, I should say. They killed off Headline News, which was remember, that was iconic when we were kids. It was like a big deal to have the all Headline News channel. They have fired a lot of people. And I have a philosophical issue with what it is that we just saw happen. Okay. And it's this. I believe you can only cut so far.
I agree.
To become a lean machine.
Right.
You have got to produce stuff that people want. Period.
Content is king.
Content is king. And the
or
proof.
Or queen. I'm not trying
the
to.
Proof, well, it's true. Fluid, gender fluid. But the proof of that is they killed off Live PD and then they brought it back now with On Patrol Live.
Mm.
And it's on every Friday and Saturday night. And it is incredible. And it's exactly what Live PD was, but they killed that off because of the George Floyd thing.
Right.
That had to be canceled.
Right, right.
And now they've brought back OLP, which is just like watching cops arrest people all night, which people find fascinating.
Which was just like cops.
Didn't you ever have a scanner? I have a scanner.
I worked in newsrooms, you're just surrounded by them.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's the kind of stuff. So people are in. There's a constituency for this, right?
Absolutely.
There's a constituency for soccer. There's a constituency for C-SPAN. There's a constituency. CNN is congenitally unable to produce interesting or compelling programming without insulting the entire universe of what could be not liberals.
So part of the problem is, and you know this, it is expensive to do journalism,
Is it though?
It is. Okay. For TV, like doing TV, radio is much cheaper, obviously. Blogging is way cheaper.
Correct.
Right? Podcasting is way cheaper. But the cost to do television, especially at an international network level, yes. That's going to be expensive. Then you got to hire people. And here's the other thing, dirty secret, you put somebody on a story, that story might not turn. Like, nothing kills a great story like getting the other side of it. And then you get the other, and then all of a sudden you don't have a story, and you've just devoted 2-3 days, and now your producers are all upset, and you don't, because you always got to make slot. You got to fill the news hole. So it's expensive. You got to have a lot of staff to do it, and then you got to make all of those choices wherein you have the bias and subjectivity and stuff. I welcome their attempt mm-hmm. to try to be a journalism outfit, because punditry was way easier. It is. It's way easier. And cheaper.
Right.
Unfortunately, they didn't do it well. Right. That was their problem. And they didn't do it well. And I can literally tune into any show and get the same thing every single show.
But there was a time when they were, if you heard that
Crossfire.
There was a terrorist attack someplace, you immediately went to that channel. Like Fox.
Yeah.
Fox wasn't really the Fox. Look, Fox covers the Middle East from London. Okay, they don't have Tokyo bureaus like they did like when we were kids. I mean, remember you used to see the newsroom with all the clocks on the wall?
Yeah,
that doesn't even exist anymore. Like that, there's no foreign bureaus anymore. They've got we're based in London, and then somebody's based in Karachi.
Right.
CNN, John Nolte over at Breitbart,
aggregated
a list. This is really good. He asks a question: did CNN expect it could thrive after these things? You ready? Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hosts. I don't even remember that one. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. The NASCAR news. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. And frame MAGA for alleged Paul Pelosi assault. Like, he's saying, this is the stuff they put forth and go, yes, this is true. This happened. Be mad.
Right. Because they weren't doing actual journalism.
Exactly.
This is why I call it journalisming. Because that's not really what you're doing is not journalism. It's journalism-ing.
I like that. See, I'm going to steal that. Because,
do it.
Because the only thing I've ever really come up with is the Department of Just Us.
Yes, that's I like that one.
But
there's there's a lawyer. He has a billboard on the way to Atlanta on I-85. His name is Just Us.
I like that a lot.
Uh-huh.
The Just Us files.
Yeah.
So the thing is, all you have to do is make compelling content. Like mm-hmm. all it has to be is compelling, interesting. Doesn't have to be sexy. Everything doesn't have to point to Donald Trump or MAGA or any of that. And this is why these people have lost their jobs.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because, so they went down the punditry trail.
Right.
And they were not able to make compelling content.
That's right.
And then when they try to do news, the muscles have gone, to use a term I think you used yesterday, is a little flaccid.
Very flaccid.
Right. And so they're just not worked out. And to your point about, you can cut too much. Yes, you can. Like, you should lose weight. Okay, lose weight. Okay, whoa, now you've lost too much weight. You're too weak to even move.
There you go. Right.
So it's same sort of thing. The newsrooms need resources, but they also need direction.
Exactly right.
And that's what I think they don't have anymore. And hopefully this guy will kind of get him back on track there. Yeah. I mean, God help me. I saw Don Lemon making the most amount of sense I think I've ever heard him make in my entire life, seeing him where he's pointing out, no, the men's soccer team, like, the reason why they get more money is because more people watch them. And his female co-hosts were like, no, it's because they have an unfair advantage because they've been around longer.
And now they're all sharing the money.
And now they're sharing the money.
There we go.
That's right.
Pete Callender, good luck on your drive home, my friend.
Oh, man. See, I knew it. You are worried that I...
Take the back roads.
God, I'm going to die.
Uber. Uber. Have Bernie drive your car. You take Uber. Pete Callender, the Friday Hangover. Thank you, buddy. You're the best.